Hello, everyone. Sorry I was here last week, a bit under the weather. We're going through moral. Now, even though this principle may bring some growing pains with it, tonight we're going to look at ways to maximize the growth and minimize the pain. The only way I know how to get rid of the pain of your past is to go through it. We need to use our past as a springboard, not a sofa, as a guidepost and not a hitching post. Some people spend their lives rationalizing the past, complaining about the present, and fearing the future. They're not moving forward on their road to recovery. By showing up tonight, you've chosen to move forward. And if you choose to embark on this adventure of self-discovery, I guarantee you growth will occur. It is here we openly examine and confess our faults to ourselves, God, and other people we trust. We clean out all the decay of the past that has built up over the years and kept us from really seeing the truth about our past and the present situation. So how do I do this moral inventory? Now, the word moral scares people. Really, the word moral means honest. It also means concerned with principles of right and wrong, or conforming to standards of behavior and character based on these principles. In this step, you'll need to list on your inventory of all the significant events, good and bad, in your life. You need to be honest with yourself and as honest as you can to allow God to show you your part in each event and how it affected you and how it affected others. The letters for moral: M is to make time, O is to open, R is to rely, A is to analyze, L is to list. First, you need to make time and schedule an appointment with yourself. Set a day, a weekend, some time to be alone with God. Usually with me, it's like the first hour of work at the golf course, because I start at 6:30 in the morning, and usually the golfers don't start showing up till about 7:30, so it gives me time to be with God, to talk, and get my thoughts together. God tells us in Job, "Listen to me, keep silence, and I will teach you wisdom." O stands for open. You need to open wide your heart and your mind and allow the feelings of that pain of the past that has blocked you or caused you to deny. Denial may have protected you from your feelings and depressed your pain for a while, but it also prevented your recovery from your hurts, habits, and hang-ups. You need to open wide to see the real truth. Once you see the truth, you need to express it. Job once said, "Let me express my anguish. Let me be free to speak out of bitterness of my soul." To wake up your feelings, you may ask yourself, "What do I feel guilty about?" The first thing that is what you need to address first in your inventory. God uses guilt to correct us through His Spirit when we're wrong. That's called conviction, and conviction hurts. Now, don't confuse conviction with condemnation. Romans 8:1 tells us there are no condemnations for those who are in Jesus Christ. Once we accept Christ's forgiveness and to turn from our sins, as far as God's concerned and guilt's purpose to make us feel bad, what we did in the past is finished. That's condemnation, but it's not from God, it's from ourselves. The next question I ask is, what do I resent? And resentment results from burying in our own hurts. I resent a lot of things. I resented that I was in an affair, not knowingly. I was going out with someone for about 3-4 months, had no clue. Everything was going great. One day we're at her house, it's late at night, and all of a sudden I hear, "Oh," snap. And I'm going, snap what? And she's going, my husband's here. And I said, your husband? You told me you weren't married. She goes, well, I like you so much, and I lied. So basically, I made it out of there by the skin of my teeth. Resentment results from burying our hurts. It represents, if resentments are suppressors, then they cause anger, frustration, and depression. What we don't talk out, we act out destructively. Another question is, what are my fears? Fears prevent us from expressing ourselves honestly and taking an honest moral inventory. My fear is standing up here every couple of weeks, talking to you guys, and just coming out and telling you the truth. That's the fear that I'm learning to get over. Fears prevent us from expressing ourselves honestly and taking an honest moral inventory. And another question is, am I trapped in self-pity or alibis or dishonest thinking? I think everybody has some sort of self-pity. You know, they feel bad about something that they did wrong in the past. They could have did something wrong this morning. You know, and they're just being dishonest about it with themselves. Remember, the truth does not change. Your feelings do. But please don't get discouraged. The next letter offers a reminder of what you have to do. The next letter is R, which stands for rely. Rely on the Lord to give you the courage and the strength this step requires. Isaiah 40:29 says, Jesus gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And you can do this with the Lord's help once you know the love and power of the one and only higher power, Jesus. And there is no longer to fear this process. Then now you're ready for A. A is analyze your past honestly. To do so, searching a fearless inventory, you must step out of your denial, because we cannot put our faults behind us until we face them. You must look through your denial of your past into the truth of the present. The Lord gave us a mind and a conscience. We cannot hide from ourselves. L in moral is list. List your inventory. Inventory is basically a written list of events of your past, both good and bad. Seeing your past in print brings you face to face with the reality of your character defects. You need to honestly focus on the pros and cons of your past. Don't do this step without having an accountability partner. You need someone you can trust and that can encourage you and support you and share your progress and help you through your pain. That's what this program is all about. Can we now end this lecture in a prayer? Lord, you know our past, all the good and bad things that we've done. We ask you to give us strength and courage to list them so we can come clean and face them and the truth. Please help us reach out to others whom you have placed along our road to recovery. Thank you, Lord, for providing them to us and helping them keep us balanced as we do our own inventories. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.